With Trailer Talk's Frack Talk Marcellus Shale Water Project, we're exploring the impact of natural gas drilling and fracking on our water resources and the issues being debated in our neighborhoods throughout the United States and globally. We're facing a complete shift in the shale regions as the largest ever concentration of gas lies beneath our feet. Who are we and what decisions will we make? Come on in, Congressman Maurice Cinci. Welcome. Have a seat.
Very much.
Welcome, homemade brownies. Oh. We spoke a year ago. You joined me for Trailer Talk about a year ago in Beaver Kill, New York.
I remember it well.
And
it was a great experience, and I loved it very much.
Well, thank you so much. And so here we are, a little over a year later, and we have a moratorium until May. What could you share with us about what needs to happen, really what's going on? You're our congressman here. We're in Calicoon, New York, with the natural gas drilling and the issues we're facing and what needs to happen at this point to really protect us from unsafe drilling.
Well, that describes it very well, the need to protect people from what is unsafe. And actually, it's even more than unsafe. It can be very tragic. It can have a very serious effect on people's health and safety and on their property. It can downgrade the quality of their property considerably. The situation has to do with the way in which they engage this frack drilling for the natural gas. Now, natural gas is, you know, very good, and if it can be obtained easily and effectively, without any injury, then it's fine. But it should not be obtained, it should not be drilled for and obtained in ways in which chemical materials are used, large quantities of these chemical materials are used, and there's no responsibility for the injection of these chemical materials, because the chemical materials, in many instances, as we know, have contaminated water supplies. There is a situation right nearby, just across the river here in Pennsylvania, where 14 water supplies were contaminated as a result of one particular fracking. And a lot of other places in other states around the country. So the situation is basically this. Here's what happened. There was a lot of drilling in this country very early on, when the whole idea of drilling for oil and other materials was important. And this is a long time ago. And the drilling was engaged in ways where it can be injurious to people's private homes and their private health. So back in 1974, there was a piece of legislation passed. And then back in the 1970s, there was a growing awareness of the need to protect the environment in order to protect people's health and safety, etc. So there was this legislation that was passed, the Safe Drinking Water Act, back in 1974, and it had a requirement that said, very simple requirement, if you were going to drill and inject materials, chemical materials, into the ground, you had to be honest about what you were putting in. You had to reveal what you were injecting into the ground. That legislation passed, and it was in effect for a long time. It wasn't operated completely effectively, because under a number of administrations since that period of time, there was a lot of lax operating in the context of this law. And so it was weakened, but nevertheless, it was important. And then there was a contesting operation about this in the context of a very high law, a high judicial system. In the context of that judging, it was declared that this drilling had to be revealed about what was injected into the ground. That law then was justified, the 74 law was justified, and it was put back into effect. So shortly thereafter that decision came sometime in the, I think about 1999, if I'm not mistaken, something around that time. Then in the previous administration, in 2004, there was an analysis of the Environmental Protection Agency, and in the context of this analysis, as a result of the pressure from Vice President Cheney, the analysis came to the conclusion that it wasn't necessary to reveal the chemicals that were injected into the ground.
So you're referring to these exemptions. And so now we have these chemicals that have not been disclosed, right?
That's right.
That are being injected into the ground. We're talking about this hydrofracturing, the fracking. And as you're talking about the disasters that are happening all over the country and even just across the river in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And speaking of that Delaware River, you were part of the designating of that river, weren't you, as one of the most endangered rivers
in
the country. So, Congressman Hinchey, so you are concerned because these chemicals are not being disclosed, because exemptions are being made for these oil and gas companies. Mm-hmm. So, for you, how did it become clear to take the stance that you have and are taking for the environment and to protect our communities?
Well, in 2005, as a result of that study, there was a piece of legislation that was introduced in the Congress of the United States to justify not declaring what chemicals were injected into the ground. And in the context of that legislation, I argued against it and voted against it. But nevertheless, it passed. And frankly, I was very much surprised when, as people had these revelations disclosed to them about the dangers associated with this kind of drilling in the context of this huge amounts of chemical materials that are toxic and hazardous that are being injected into the ground. Well, nevertheless, this legislation passed. And the legislation passed that declared it wasn't necessary for anybody doing this drilling to reveal what they were including in the context of the drilling that they were putting into the ground.
So where do we stand right now then with Congress? Where do we stand both on the state and then also the federal level?
Well, with regard to Congress, I've introduced legislation, and I'm getting more and more members of the Congress coming on to support it. This legislation would go back to the requirement that there has to be responsibility in the context of this drilling. And the drilling has to be done safely and securely, and it can't be done in a way that is going to contaminate people's water supplies or injure them in any way.
From the kitchen table, out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel. Trailer Talk gratefully acknowledges the Park Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Puffin Foundation for their generous support of our work. Special thanks to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. We couldn't do this without you, and it's contributions from people like you that make this project possible. Please go to the Frack Talk section at www.trailertalk.net and talk to us.